Well, it's my great pleasure now to introduce the school committee chair at Danvers, in the town of Danvers, Dave Thompson. And Dave, welcome to MSO.
Thank you, Rick. Happy to be here.
Well, the thing that caught my eye was an article in the Salem News yesterday, but there's so many good things to talk about with respect to Danvers, and we have a great relationship with Danvers High School and Danvers High School sports and so on. But what I want to ask about in general, with all that's happened since March, teachers, school committees, school administration, and so on have had to work probably more intensely than they ever have before. So what is the status of that with respect to the administration, school committee, and the teachers at Danvers?
Yeah, I would agree with you completely that since the onset of this pandemic, teachers, staff, administration, and the school committee have all worked harder than they ever have to try and figure out what, unfortunately, I guess we're calling the new normal, and trying to educate our children as best as possible, given all of the restrictions that we have in place because of the virus.
And contract-wise, is there... I hate to ask that because the school budgets, the city budgets are all in a shambles right now. But how does the contract stand with respect to timing? Is that thing still in effect, or you got negotiations coming up? How's that work?
Our current contract is in effect. We did have a memo of understanding attached to our existing contract relating to when we would go remote based on the state guidance when things go from green to yellow to red. And we made an adjustment to that a couple of weeks ago just prior to the state adjusting their entire grid. To try and keep our kids in a hybrid model, which is what they are doing right now.
The Northeastern Conference did not want to start fall sports, and a few weeks ago, I think it was back in July, I went to a rally at Town Square that the Danvers High School student-athletes had sort of organized, and there were many schools there, including a big contingent from Askenomet, new to the Northeastern Conference, and I don't know that that had an effect on school committees, but it was a very positive experience as a journalist and as a parent and as a sports fan to watch how those kids acted. And to have the success that they're having right now, at least at the high school, you got to feel pretty good about how things have gone to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I was not at that rally, but from everything I heard about it, it was handled extremely well. I'm really proud of the student athletes for getting out there and sharing their voice in a positive and respectful way. It did come down to conversations between the athletic directors and the principals and the MIAA to determine, what their recommendation was to go forward with the fall sports season. And so far, so good. Everyone seems to be following the rules. As you know, a lot of changes have been made to some of the sports, for example, soccer, no heading, no throw-ins, things like that. Which certainly affects the game, but at least it allows them to continue to play and have that camaraderie and competitiveness and everything else that goes along with sports.
Yeah, it's great for them to be able to get out and get together. I talked with the soccer captains, Riley DiGilio and Livy Anderson, the other night on recommendation from coach, and boy, are they impressive. I feel that we're in good hands with these kids, and they're gonna save us from ourselves at some point.
Yeah, I agree. I know both those young ladies, and they are very impressive, and they are our future, so I'm glad when they do things like these rallies and speak up and do it in a thoughtful and respectful way.
What are some of the changes in terms of budget need that this pandemic has caused in terms of school, school resources and so on? Because I know the one thing we read about as lay people is the need for Chromebooks, but I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. Chromebooks have been an issue. We thought we were really in really good shape with our Chromebooks because we ordered them as soon as they were approved by the town meeting. And then, kind of the world fell apart in the supply chain area, and we did not get our Chromebooks when expected. We're still waiting on another shipment of them. So that has definitely become an issue. The huge added expense for PPE is something that, you know, obviously we've never had to budget for before. So that's a huge effect. The fact that all kids are getting free lunch right now has been a major factor in our budget too, because typically our food service department is really self-funding. So we're losing all that funding right now that we would normally be getting. So there are a lot of factors. You know, those are just the first few that come to mind.
Yeah, it's so complicated and so complex. I want to ask you about, if you were to give out a report card now, I want to know in an area or two where you'd give out A's.
Wow, that's a really good question. I would 100% give out an A for effort for everyone involved. I think the administration and the teachers have been doing an incredible amount of work. I said at our last school committee meeting, you know, I think everyone is working harder than they ever have. I think the, you know, anxiety level and the stress and frustration is higher than it has ever been, because we've never lived and worked and tried to educate students through a pandemic before. So definitely an A there. I think, you know, probably everything else, you know, is a work in progress. You know, I don't know in this environment if we could ever give out an A for, you know, academics, you know, because the kids simply aren't getting as much live instruction as they normally would and, you know, are entitled to.
Well, one of the things we're allowed to do as teachers is put an incomplete on the report card, so I totally accept that. That's
that's a great way to go about it. I will say incomplete.
There you go. That makes sense. And it's great to know that there are some good things going on. Dave, I appreciate your taking the time this morning. I know how complicated, busy, and stressful this is. Is there anything else that you do want to mention about the Danvers school system?
I just want to say that everyone involved, I think, is really doing their best. You know, everyone doesn't always agree with each other from a school committee, administration, teacher, parent perspective. But I think everyone is doing what they think is in the best interest of the kids, and will continue to do that. And, you know, I mentioned this in a meeting recently, that it's kind of like being a parent. You never know if you're getting it right. You're just doing the best you can. And I think everyone is doing the best they can under really, really trying circumstances.
You know, that was my experience as a teacher, is that I never knew if I was doing... I always knew when I was doing it wrong, but I was never quite sure when it was right. So I totally appreciate that, and as a parent as well. Hey, listen, Dave, I really appreciate this. Thank you very much, and hope we can talk again in the not-too-distant future.
Absolutely. Anytime, Rick.
I will email you this link as soon as we post it, and be well.
What just before you hang up, what did you teach?
I taught math at Gloucester High School for 38 years.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I loved it. And, of course, Danvers is our arch rival. So it's really cool for the last 10 or 15 years. We're so closely associated with Danvers sports. We broadcast a lot of Danvers football games, you know, covering the Northeastern Conference. And I got to tell you, the coaches over there and starting at the top with Andy St. Pierre, they're just great.
Yeah, we do. We have a great system, that's for sure.
All right. I appreciate it, Dave. Take care.
All right, Rick. You too. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. That is Dave Thompson, who is the chairperson of the Danvers School Committee. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.